Today from the Ohio Newsroom, virtual legal help.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. In civil court cases like divorce or custody battles, many individuals represent themselves. But law jargon and attorney costs can make the court system complex and expensive to navigate. Emily Kirsch with Lorain County Domestic Relations Court says even just getting to the courthouse can be difficult for many.
When you have a court hearing, you're taking time to travel there, so we have transportation barriers. You're taking time to be at court, so you could have childcare barriers or work barriers.
That's why the county is using a new virtual self-help center to improve access, a tool developed by Ohio Legal Help. Susan Che with the nonprofit joins us. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Kendall. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for talking with us. Some organizers have described this tool kind of like the TurboTax for the court system. How does it work?
So I think folks describe it that way, but I like to describe it as really a system that meets users where they are, right? So we know that a number of folks in domestic relations and juvenile court are unfortunately unable to afford an attorney, right? So they go it alone. So they're self-represented. They need step-by-step legal information forms, right? The questions are in 6th to 8th grade language. We explain what the legal terms mean. One of the, what we call a pain point where people get struggle and challenge is if they don't understand the legalese, the jargon that you mentioned. So what this does is it explains that legalese in plain language.
And Lorain isn't the first one to adopt this tool. It joins two other counties in using virtual self-help centers. How has this system been faring in places like Montgomery and Cuyahoga counties where it's been established for a little bit longer?
Cuyahoga County has the full process where you can file your divorce or dissolution, complete your judgment entry, finish your case, and then even afterwards, you can do what are called post-decree motions, which is maybe change your custody agreement. In its first year of operation, there's been over 20,000 folks who have used that information on the platform. They better understand what they need to do. They better understand what happens at the hearing. And as a result, there's fewer delays. There's fewer times that a case has to be continued because someone's not prepared. Someone hasn't completed what they've needed to do.
And I imagine with less continuances, that could potentially address some of the backlogs that many Ohio courts have been facing since the pandemic. Has that been the case?
Yeah, and that's one of the goals of this platform, right? I also want to back up a little bit that the folks using the platform are generally folks who are low income, right? So like on our main platform, which is Ohio Legal Help, 80% of the folks on our main platform are at 200% of federal poverty or less, right? These are folks that can't afford counsel who would otherwise struggle.
Lorain County actually already had an in-person help center operating. So why is it so important to be able to access legal forms and guidance from a phone?
As we talked with folks in like Appalachia, right, Southeast Ohio, and those nonprofits working with those individuals in those low-income communities said, if you don't build it for somebody's telephone, our folks won't be able to access that information, right? Because they might not have access to broadband in their homes, right? They might not have a laptop they can use. You know, those are all the reasons why we've made all our platforms to the extent that we can, mobile first.
That's Susan Che with the Ohio Legal Help. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.